We're in Hilchos Tefillah. We're at the end of Siman Kuf Ches. We'll be doing the last two Si'ifim, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Ta b'mincha shal Shabbos. Someone made a mistake in Mincha of Shabbos. V'hispalol Yud Ches. He said 18 brachas, meaning he davened the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, v'lo hizkir shal Shabbos. And he did not mention Shabbos altogether. The halacha is that if someone davens a weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, but mentions Shabbos, the halacha is that he's Yotza. But if he doesn't even mention Shabbos, the halacha is that he's not Yotza. So what does he have to do? Turns out that he didn't daven Mincha. Mispalo b'matzoy Shabbos shtayim. So he has to do a tashlumin. On matzoy Shabbos, he's going to have to daven two Shmoneh Esreis. Ve'eno mavdil b'shniyah. He does not say atochan antonu in the second one. V'yispalo osa b'toris nedova ve'eno tzorech l'chadish b'dover. He should be mispalel b'toris nedova and doesn't have to be mechadish anything. Now, what is this all about? L'chura, this is a regular case of tashlumin. The halach is that he missed Shabbos and he has to daven matzoy Shabbos. Why does he have to make a t'nai here of tashlumin? So, l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's a machlokas rishonim. Tosfos b'shem the Ri, says that there is no inyan in re-davening on Matzoy Shabbos when all you're trying to do is make up for the fact that you didn't mention Shabbos in your Shmoneh Esrei. Remember, you said the entire Shmoneh Esrei. What was missing? The fact that you missed out on Shabbos. Now on Matzoy Shabbos, when you daven your Tashlumin, you're not going to mention Shabbos either because it's Matzoy Shabbos. Mar Yarviach, what are you gaining? Whereas the Chachmei Provinza hold that since you left out Shabbos on Shabbos, it's as if you didn't daven altogether, so you are gaining. Therefore, we paskin that you should daven over again as a tashlumin, but make a t'nai. If the halacha is that you're chayav the tashlumin and your tashlumin is good, then you want to be yotzeh b'toris tashlumin b'toris chova. Whereas, if it doesn't really accomplish anything, then what you want this to be is a tfilas tashlumin. But it does not need a chiddush. The reason it doesn't need a chiddush, the way we learned, was because whenever you're getting around the suffix, it's a getting rid of the suffix, is the chiddush itself. The Mishnah Berurah brings a prima gadim who now tells us that anytime you have a suffix la'alacha, but a real suffix la'alacha, like there were two shittas, and it's not a case of a yochid against rabin, it's not a case of a katan against a gadol, but there really are two shittas. We call that a suffik, and what you do is you daven over with a t'nai, that just in case you're putter from davening, you want this to be a tfilis nedava. The mechaber goes on, v'hu adinim lo hisker yala v'yovo b'mincha shel Rosh Chodesh. If you did not mention yala v'yovo on mincha Rosh Chodesh, and the next day is not Rosh Chodesh, so you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei over again. You're going to daven two marivs. And at Mariv, we don't say Yalav Yovah because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So here too, according to the Ri, there's no reason to make a Tashlumin. According to the Chachrin Provinsa, you should make a Tashlumin. Therefore, you would daven a second Mariv, but there you would make a T'nai. If you're Chayiv in Tashlumin, you want it to be a Tashlumin. If you're not Chayiv in Tashlumin, then you want this to be a Tfilis Nadava. In a case where someone did not daven Mariv on Motsoi Shabbos, so he has to daven two Shachrises. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that he does not say Atochan Antonu in either one of them. The tikkun of Atochan Antonu was at night. There was no tikkun of saying Atochan Antonu, whether it be your first tefillah after Shabbos, which will be Shacharis, or the Tashlumin for Matzoy Shabbos. Not only that, but even in a case where a person did not make Havdalah yet, so he does not say Atochan Antonu in Shacharis or in the Tashlumin for Mariv. The reason being that Atochan Antonu is different than most other Askaris in that Atochan Antonu is not really necessary when you make Havdalah ala kos. Chazal said you say Atochan Antonu, but if you don't, you're Yotzer with Havdalah in ala kos anyhow. Even in a case where you did not say Havdalah yet, nevertheless, it is not part of the chov of Shmoneh Esrei to carry on then into the next tefillah or into a tefillah's tashlumin. So we do not say Atochan Antonu the next morning, even though a person did not make Havdalah and did not daven Maariv. What happens in a case of 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? So the Mechaber told us that if there's one day Rosh Chodesh and you left Yalav Yovel Mincha, so you should daven two marvs and make a tnai that it's either a tashlumin or a nedava. In the case of both days Rosh Chodesh, says the Magen Avraham, you don't have to make any tnayim because here you will say Yalav Yovel. Now, how about 2 days of Yontif? In the case of Yontif Sheni, where someone, say, for daven the wrong Shmon Esrei, he daven the weekday Shmon Esrei at Mincha of Yontif, and then the next day is Yontif Sheni, so the pashtus would be that on the second day of Yontif, he should make a Tashlumin, and he would not have any problems, even though we don't make a Tfilis Nadav on Yontif, but he would not need a Tanai here anyway. The Magen Avraham says that, whereas there's a Tzlach, or Kiv Eger brings a Tzlach who disagrees, and the Tzlach holds that Yontif Sheni is a different Parsha and would not help you. What happens if someone on Erev Shabbos did not say Yalav Yovel, and then Friday night is no longer Rosh Chodesh, so we said the Halacha is according to the Mechaber, that he davens over again with a Tanai. But since it's Friday night, you cannot make a Tanai. Because on the tzad that this is not a Tashlumin, because of the reed, that you're not accomplishing anything since you're not saying Yalav Yovel, you want this to be a Tfilis Nadava. We already learned that there's no Nadava on Shabbos and Yontif because the Karbanis, because one does not bring a Karban Nadava on Shabbos or Yontif. What happens if someone missed out Shachris on the first day of Pesach or on Shmini Atzeres? Now, what happens on Shmini Atzeres and what happens on the first day of Pesach? On the first day of Pesach, there's Tfilis Tal. On the first day, on Shmini Atzeres, there's Tfilis Geshem, which means that Shachris on the first day of Pesach, we're still saying Mashiv HaRuach, and in Mincha, we're not. And on the first, and on Shmini Atzeres, in Shachris, we are saying we are staying Mordatol, and in Mincha we are saying Mashiv HaRuach. So the question is, what do you do with regard to your Tashlumin? The halach is that in your Tashlumin you are required to daven the same thing as you do in Mincha, which means that your Tashlumin for Shachris on Pesach you would not say Mashiv HaRuach. In your Tashlumin for Shachris and Shmini Atzeres, you would say Mashiv HaRuach. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that Bidiyeved, if you didn't mention it, if in your Tashlumin you did what you were supposed to do in Shachris, you should not daven over again. What we would say is that perhaps since it's Tashlumin for Shachris, it gets the halacha for Shachris, the halacha of Shachris. Sif Yud Beis, Hatoa Umaskir Moora Shar Yomim Bitfila. Someone mentioned in davening, he said Yalav Yovel, for example, for Rish Chodesh, and it wasn't Rish Chodesh. He made mention of a Shabbos or a Yontif, or he said Zochreinu, he said anything that was just incorrect. He was saying a davening for, he mentioned something in davening that really was inappropriate for that day. Shalom Bizmana. Lo Heva Havsaka. The halach is, according to the Machaber, that this is not a Havsaka. Whereas if, say, in the middle of Shmona Esrei, you're saying a Yont of Shmona Esrei and a Yom Chol, stop and go back to a weekday Shmona Esrei. Now, this is the Shita of the Machaber. The Mishnah Berurah says, Rov Achronim disagree with the Machaber, and they hold that this gets the same halacha as one who spoke. So what is that halacha? The halacha there is that if he did it b'mezid, we said he's got to start over again. But if it was b'shogeg, so he is to go back to the beginning of the bracha. What happens if someone just continued davening and did not go back to the beginning of the bracha? So the Chayyadim says that b'dieved, he does not have to go back. The Mishnah Berurah also says another chiddush. He says, what happens if a person mentioned, said something that was unnecessary but wasn't untrue? For example, he said, Zochreinu l'chaim, melech hafetz b'chaim, and stop there. He says that that is not a hefsik altogether. He can continue davening. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Because chosveinu, to say chosveinu, or to say chosmeinu, that is a sheker, because it's not the zman of ksivu chsime, if it's not Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseres Yemei. Whereas, zochreinu, to remember us, Hashem should remember us all the time. Similarly, if someone says Yala v'yovel, but does not say b'yom rish chodesh hazeh, he caught himself before b'yom, then that is not considered soch b'shogeg even. He does not have to return even to the beginning of the bracha. This is considered him adding words to the davening that are not inappropriate, because there is absolutely nothing wrong with asking Hashem to remember us, and that our zikaron and our pekida should come in front of him on this day, even if it is not Shabbos Yontif or Rish Chodesh.